Is there really any surprise here in this special report? Didn't Eric Holder's actions in pulling the plug on this case pretty much signal that a huge mistake had been made?
Okay, let's describe what the mistake might have been, because a lot of Alaskans confuse or conflate things. There's a difference between whether it was a mistake to prosecute Ted Stevens for the crimes that he was prosecuted for, and it is in the question whether he, you know, should be after a fair trial convicted of them, and whether the prosecution withheld documents that meant that the trial was tainted. I think that a lot of people automatically leap to a conclusion that because the case was dismissed and because there was substantial misconduct, that Ted Stevens was innocent. And I'm asking a more legalistic question. Would that jury have convicted if the prosecution had played it straight? And they were very interested to see what the documents show as to what was precisely withheld.
Cliff, I don't mean to be facetious, but maybe I do. At what point in law school do they teach you not to make the judge angry and to make sure that you follow discovery rules without being told to do so directly?
You know, that's why I am very surprised, because I heard the judge in person tell people you've got to follow this without, you know, explicit written order. But this judge came down on the prosecutors during the trial like a ton of bricks, more than once, and yelled. And he has, frankly, more of a temper than some people who are judges. I've been in front of a lot of judges, and he would be on the more emotional side. I didn't put it in my blog post yesterday, but I'll tell you, it's more likely that it'll be 85 degrees in Anchorage or Sitka on Thanksgiving Day than it will be that any more people will be prosecuted for any crimes that either arising out of Polar Pen, I mean, in the actual public corruption underlying investigations of public corruption, or other people for what they did during the investigation. Bill Allen, for any crime committed allegedly before August 30th, 2006, the day that he switched sides or flipped. You know, if Bill Allen is accused of abusing a 14-year-old girl tomorrow, I think he'll be prosecuted for it. But for crimes that occurred before August 30th, 2006, I do not believe that will occur.
I can see why he's not getting pressure from Stevens' defense to pursue, a contempt prosecution, because it might somehow taint the memory of Ted Stevens if Bill Allen's alleged sexual crimes are.
I want to draw a distinction there.
Yeah.
I think that that report will come out, or some substantial part of it will come out. I don't think it's a Ted Stevens defense attorneys who now are trying to say, don't prosecute these prosecutors. I don't think that's it. I think there's more of an institutional fear of sort of too much examination. The judge wants, I think in his heart of hearts, Judge Sullivan, the trial judge in Ted Stevens' case, wants people who committed discovery violations in a serious way to be punished. And by that, that might mean losing opportunities for better jobs, losing their jobs, maybe even getting suspended or disbarred professionally. But he does not apparently believe that there needs to be any criminal prosecution. And I'm sure the Department of Justice would not do it.
Whether or not that happens, it's still clear in the judge's mind that the prosecutors did something very wrong. My question is, why? What's the motive? Would they have been draped in glory if they had successfully pulled off bringing Stevens down?
I've listed all kinds of reasons. People have pointed out to time and distance as two factors in these discovery violations that are sort of the non-culpable ones, right? The ones that don't look so bad, i.e. we end up having to go to trial fast for whatever reason, which I've never got a completely good understanding. I've also heard some of which you've suggested, people sort of being motivated by, you know, going for a big scalp. I also have heard things. One of the federal prosecutors who worked with at least some of the prosecutors, who's now no longer a federal prosecutor, said, hey, Cliff, maybe some secretary was walking around with a big stack of papers and fell down, and some fell behind a desk. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, when something bad happens, there's a whole bunch, and it's big, and there's a lot of explanations that are offered, some of which make more sense than others. I assume that report will shed more light on that, and I look forward to the issuance of that report. sometime, you know, here this winter after some bitter litigation.
It's hard not to fold in the fact that one of the prosecutors, Nicholas Marsh, took his own life.
I have something to say about that.
Yeah.
Nick Marsh killed himself, and I've written some about this. And you know, I only talked to him, and I watched him for weeks in trial, and not just that trial, but in he was also prosecuting one of the Alaska public corruption cases of Picot. You know, and I've watched him in court in over a number of weeks. He's, and this is going to sound really funny, but you know, this is partly what why I do this. The lawyers that reminded me the most of me. He was a better writer than he was speaker. He was an intense fellow. I'm thinking that some people thought he was sort of annoying, and some people say that about me. And I think that he got very wrapped up in his career and felt like he was going to be the scapegoat. And I guess what I'm saying is, and this is a very difficult thing for Alaskans to hear, but I believe it to be true, the fact that Nick Marsh killed himself doesn't mean that he felt overwhelming guilt or fear because of his own perceived misconduct any more than the fact that the case got dismissed against Ted Stevens because of apparently substantial and misconduct by federal prosecutors means that Ted Stevens was not guilty of the crimes that he was charged with committing. And that's part of what a lawyer, those are both lawyerly distinctions. It's possible that Nicholas Marsh killed himself because of fear of being scapegoated and because he was sort of too intense and wrapped up in his career and lost perspective. And not because he felt guilt, but because he thought he'd be the fall guy for decisions made by others. Maybe that's part of the systematic problem, maybe, and particularly by his boss. And I think that his boss, and I can name him, William Welch, who was the head of the Public Integrity Section of the Department of Justice at the time of the Stevens trial. A lot of what's going to be happening over the next 6 weeks is what's been released or said about William Welch, who's still a lawyer at the Department of Justice. And I would also say that just because a team full of sluggers pumped up on steroids wins the World Series doesn't mean that if they had never taken a performance-enhancing drug in their life, that team still might have won. We just don't know. But we can't immediately jump to the conclusion that for sure they wouldn't have won.